Now to Christchurch or Te Tahi, where the City Council has revealed the details of a $5 million deal to protect the future of the New Zealand Agricultural Show, an annual fixture on Canterbury's spring calendar. Its organisers, the Canterbury AMP Association, only last week announced that this year's show had been cancelled. But the deal with the council has bolstered hopes in the city that the show might go on. Our reporter Timothy Brown joins me now. Kia ora, what does this deal involve?
Well, in 2015, the Canterbury AMP Association took out a 100-year lease on a 5-hectare parcel of council land that's part of the wider agricultural park area. That land is now surplus to requirements for the association. And in addition, after its 2020 show was cancelled due to the pandemic, the council established a $1 million loan to the association in case the pandemic caused further cancellations. 2021 show didn't go ahead, and as a result, the loan was drawn down in its entirety. In this deal, the association will surrender the remaining 91 years of its lease on the council land and receive $1 million in compensation from the council as a result. That compensation will be used to pay back the loan to the council. Additionally, $4 million will be placed into a trust, which the association cannot use the capital of, but its proceeds will help keep the New Zealand Agricultural Show afloat in future.
So what does this mean for this year's show?
Well, it's understood the decision to cancel the show was not unanimously popular among its organisers. Exactly what this deal means for this year's show is still unclear, but there are some members of the association's general committee who are still hopeful of the show going ahead in some form this year.
And so what's next?
Well, I understand there are tensions within the board. It's essentially a divide over whether the association can afford to run a professional board into the future. There have been rumours of the professional board members resigning at July's general meeting, but it seems placed to come to a head before that now, with Christchurch City Councillor Sam McDonald openly floating the possibility of changes to the board today on Morning Report. I haven't been able to get the board's chair, Stuart Mitchell, on the phone this morning, and the association's general committee have all gone to ground. They're not commenting.
All right, sounds like there will be some more news on that at some point. Thank you very much. That is Timothy Brown, our reporter in Otetahi, Christchurch.